This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Defeated Lions and Bears. In the message, Chords of Encouragement, we saw the importance, even the necessity, of encouraging one another. We have been joined together as the body of Christ, and for this body to function properly, we must all be encouraged to draw closer to God, to trust Him more and love Him with all our heart. One of the ways we encourage is in sharing with one another how God's mighty hand has worked in our life. We have so much to be thankful for, but sadly, we often simply forget. In the book of 1 Samuel, we read of young David and the Philistine giant named Goliath. Goliath was much larger than other people of his day. He was over 9 feet tall, 1 Samuel 17, verse 4. For 40 days he tormented the Israelites by challenging them to a battle, but no one would accept his challenge. David was not a soldier, but his father sent him to the Israelite camp to deliver bread to his older brothers. When David heard the challenge by Goliath, he told King Saul, "Your servant will go and fight him." 1 Samuel 17, verse 32. Though David had never been in this type of battle, he had still witnessed the mighty power of God. As a shepherd, David defended the flock when a lion and a bear had come to carry away his sheep. David rescued the sheep by killing the lion and the bear. By witnessing God's hand in these past battles, David gained the necessary confidence to go into battle against Goliath. 1 Samuel 17, verses 36 and 37. "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." As we find ourselves battling our own Goliaths, we must remember how God has defended us in the past. And as members together in the family of God, we must share past victories with one another. God is faithful, and we need to remind one another of this simple truth. Our giant circumstances may seem impossible to resolve, but the God who stood by our side during past battles, and stood by the side of many others, is the same God who stands with us today. God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid." Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. God wants to draw us near and walk with us through each and every battle. This means we must trust He's working all things together for good, even when we can't see the good or understand His timing. Let's be encouraged by God's victories in our past and look for opportunities to share these victories as an encouragement to others. As each of us face our Goliaths today, let's go out with a thankful and trusting heart and always remember the defeated lions and bears. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.